Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet in Tours.
I came here to study.
To work.
To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Esto es Con los Pies en Dos Mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
The story of John Liu, as told by a Chinese reporter who's covering New York City's embattled comptroller. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. With me on the line is Rong Xiaoqing. She's a reporter with the Chinese language newspaper Tsingtao Daily and a contributor to Feet in Two Worlds. Rong, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, John.
Rong, you've been writing about John Liu as the allegations have surfaced over illegal fundraising by his campaign to become New York City's next mayor. And I want to start with the word scandal, which has been used by some media outlets to describe what's going on. About a month ago, one of your colleagues at Tsingtao, Stella Chan, noted that Chinese language newspapers, including yours, were avoiding the term to refer to Liu's problems. But that was before one of his top fundraisers, Jenny Hu, was arrested in an FBI sting operation on charges of wire fraud and obstruction of justice. Did that arrest change the way Chinese language papers like yours are talking about John Liu's troubles?
Yeah, it definitely had an impact. It's true that before Jenny Hu was arrested, when we talk about this event, we call it incident, fundraising incident. But I remember that after Jenny was arrested, we had this brief discussion in the newsroom, and we were sort of like given green light from the higher up, from our supervisors, that scandal is now it's okay if you use this word. But I didn't really notice that. An obvious shift right afterwards that people start to use scandal that often. I think the reason is probably it's out of habit, because when you're covering this for a long time and you use one word and you don't really think when you write the next piece, you probably just use the word that you're familiar with. But officially, I think it's okay to use scandal now.
Now, is that something that some of the reporting staff at Tsingtao had been pushing for, to allow them to use the word scandal, or is this something that came from above, from the editorial direction of the paper?
No, it's not. It's just in a very unofficial discussion in the newsroom. And then the director was here, and then we were sort of like chatting what's going on. And then we asked her, oh, is it okay? Should we call it a scandal now, or should we stick into the word incident? So she said, oh, I think scandal is fine. So it's really that not very official, but it's a green light.
The latest polls show overall support slipping for Liu in his bid to be New York's first Asian American mayor. Asians, and especially Chinese Americans, have been among his strongest supporters. Do you think that that's still true, or is their support slipping as well as this affair is unfolding?
I think it's still true. In the community, there are a lot of people who still support him a lot. And I think, like in some community events after all this arrests, there are still people come toward him and saying to him that we'll support you forever. But you got to know that this is a community where people, many of them are new immigrants. They don't want to get too much spotlight on themselves. So they want to stay away from trouble. And I think that probably could affect the fundraising results, or, you know, what seems to be on the surface, that whether people support him or not. But I think there's a still strong support.
In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Liu said he understands those who say he can't be elected mayor because of what's happened. But he also is continuing to talk like he's still in the race. Is Liu showing any signs of backing out of the mayoral race under this intense scrutiny?
I think after that AP interview, we talked to the community figures, and some people, they think Liu was trying to, he was actually thinking and pondering between two kind of strategies. The first
it did one sound like that in the interview.
Yeah, right. Because after the AP interview, he actually held a press conference with exclusively the Chinese media, the Chinese reporters. And during that press conference, he did say that he will keep going no matter what happened, even if there's a more people get arrested, it won't change his idea. But at the same time, he said he doesn't want to run a campaign that has no hope to win. So I think you get the two kinds of messages at once. So that's also what some community figures believe. He was trying to choose between whether to keep running for mayor or keep running for re-election, and then two terms later to run mayor at that time when the mayor's seat is an open position again.
So I want to go back to what you said. After the AP story ran, Liu had a press conference with Chinese language media, it sounds like, to explain to them what he had talked about with the Associated Press. Was there a difference between what appeared in that AP article and what Liu said to you and other Chinese language media outlets?
I think not much. Not much, but probably we asked more questions, and he answered during that press conference. He answered all the questions we asked, so you don't feel like he was trying to dodge any questions, or you feel he want to have a sincere dialogue with us. I don't think there is a major differences between the AP interview and our interviews.
So the same ambivalence that was shown in that AP interview also came out in the press conference with the Chinese language media.
I guess that's true if you consider the two messages he gave us.
What are Chinese language newspapers like yours saying about Liu on their editorial pages? I mean, I know you're not an editorial writer, but are they encouraging him to stay in the race, or are they questioning his judgment?
Well, actually, our editorial page is devoted more to the international news and China or Hong Kong news. I didn't see any editorial piece have been done regarding John Liu's case. But we do, like my colleague Lotus Chow did a lot of op-ed piece. But that's only her as a reporter writing an op-ed piece, so it's not really the editorial position. I don't think the newspaper has any firm position on this.
I see. So they're just kind of hanging back and letting the events unfold.
Yeah.
Some of Liu's supporters maintain that the FBI's investigation was in part racially motivated because Liu is Chinese. How seriously is this idea being discussed in the Chinese community and in Chinese language media? And how are you as a journalist dealing with this part of the story?
I think that's one of the opinions in the community. And as a journalist, we do have to reflect it. But I think also you have to let people know, you cannot only talk about he has been chased after by the FBI only because of he is a Chinese. You have to give them some context. You know, maybe there were some irregularities found before Liu's fundraising in the Chinese community during fundraisings. Maybe that's the background information that people need to know. I think without talking that, only mention his racial background is kind of misleading.
Rong, are there any other political figures in the Asian community that could potentially be mayoral candidates or citywide candidates on the scale of John Liu that Asian voters might be willing to rally behind in the same way that they've supported Liu?
I think Asian voters are willing to rally behind any Chinese or Asian American candidates if they have any hope. But at this stage, we do have Margaret Chen from the council member from District 1, Peter Koo from Flushing, the council member, and Grace Meng is running for Congress seat. So those people all got a lot of support from the community. But at this moment, I think no one other than Zhang Lu has the potential to become a mayor in 2013 or even the next term.
Well, Rong, I want to thank you very much.
No problem, Zhang.
Rong Xiaoqing is a reporter with the Chinese language newspaper Tsingtao Daily. Feet in Two Worlds podcasts are produced by Sarah K. Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez. Our engineer is Chad Bernhardt at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation, the Cyrus Fund, WNYC New York Public Radio, and the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or Stitcher Smart Radio. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.